And Jesus said to those who believed in him, "For if you embrace the truth, it will release true freedom into your lives." John chapter 8 verse 32, the Passion Translation. It is what this podcast with Inero Afevo Osasunefiwa, where we affirm truth together from God's word. God bless you as you listen. Hello guys, you're welcome once again. God bless you for tuning in to listen, or rather clicking the link to listen. So let's go straight up to what we have for today. So there are times where you just feel off, or you just feel like you are not doing anything, or nothing is working, or you feel like you are not doing enough, or your life is miserable, nothing is working, nobody likes you, nobody appreciates you, nobody appreciates your efforts. And all those kind of thoughts just keep coming to your head at some point in time. See, you are not alone. Sometimes we go through stuff and these kind of thoughts just keep popping in our head. But here's what I do. I don't allow myself wallow in such thoughts. I rather begin to tell myself the truth about myself, and that is seen in the person of Jesus. As a believer, the moment you put your faith in Christ, Christ becomes your reality. So whatever is true about Christ is true about you. Hallelujah. So we must understand that those thoughts are lies from the devil, and the devil is powerless, and that's how much he can do, just to feed us with lies and try to trick us to believe in those lies. But what we ought to do is counter those lies with truth. And here's one thing you should know: God's love for you is truth. Hallelujah. So what we do, we get ourselves conscious with God's love for us, listening to messages about God's love for us, reading scriptures about God's love for us, listening to songs about God's love for us. There's one song I love so much. It says, "I put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my hope and firm foundation. You never let me down." I love that song so much. It talks about how God's love was expressed to us in its entirety in Christ. Hallelujah. So Christ is a full expression of God's love for us, and Christ is our hope, is our anchor. Hallelujah. So God's love for us is our hope. God's love for us is our hope. And of course, we have God's Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit, and He has filled our hearts with God's love. Hallelujah. So God cares when you are feeling off, when you are having mood swings, when you are going through a lot, because He loves you. He's always there to comfort you with His unfailing love as you bring your struggles to Him. The scripture says, "Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." No caps, He cares for you. Hallelujah. Let us read Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19-22, the Amplified Bible Translation. It says from verse 19, "Remember, O Lord, my afflictions and my wandering, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers them and is bowed down within me." This sounds like someone that is in a lot of distress and is going through a lot. But here's what 21 says. It says, "But this I call to mind. Therefore, I have hope." That's what he has hope in. Verse 22, he says, "It is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed." Hallelujah. So an understanding of the fact that God loves you is enough strength to overcome that challenge you are going through. Hallelujah. It's enough strength to understand that though we are going through that challenge, it will not and it cannot consume us, because we have God's love backing us. Hallelujah. 22, it says, "It is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because His compassions never fail." Hallelujah. So God's love helps us overcome these struggles that we go through, these mood swings that we just enter into, so that we are not consumed by them. Hallelujah. His steadfast love for the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. So every morning there's a fresh dose of God's love. It's like medication, always available. Hallelujah. So we are still affirming the same truth that we affirmed from the last episode. God's love for us can never be overemphasized. Let us go together. "I am the beloved of God. It is what it is." Let's say it again. "I am the beloved of God. It is what it is." God bless you.